This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. Across parts of northeastern Syria, with U.S. military outposts and bases emptied or destroyed after Washington withdrew from the region, the fallout began to roll in the form of Russian armored troop carriers. The reinforcements arriving on Friday, according to Russian media, with an additional 300 Russian military police and 20 armored vehicles preparing to deploy along the Syrian-Turkish border. The U.S. Defense Secretary is skeptical of the moves by Russia, and other analysts think Russia's presence could mean a greater role in deciding the future of the region. As many as a million people filling the streets of Santiago, Chile, in the biggest demonstration since violence broke out there last week over inequality in the South American nation. Demonstrators waving national flags and blowing whistles, pounding pots and pans and waving signs urging political and social change. And by mid-evening, many had made their way home to avoid an 11 p.m. curfew. Also Friday, protesters trying to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress, provoking an evacuation of the building in the port city of Valparaiso. Police firing tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as some lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building. Iraqi authorities declaring a curfew after at least 42 people were killed Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opening fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission saying at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and four southern provinces. This is VOA News.